Okay, if you just joined us, again, thank you for participating in this month's Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and I will be your host today. The topic for discussion today is how to host a successful karate birthday party. And, of course, the reason why I chose this particular topic was because several of you actually put in the request. So thank you, everyone, who requested this report. Of course, a lot of you probably already run birthday parties in your school. If you do, then this will just be a good referral for you and probably an opportunity for you to pick up some more ideas and information. If you've never run a martial arts birthday party, then hopefully today I'll be able to provide you with enough information and enough ideas to make your birthday party very successful. As a lot of you know, I do own and operate a school here in St. Petersburg, Florida, and birthday parties, karate birthday parties for that matter, are very, very popular at our school. There's a lot of things that we do that generate fantastic results, and today I'd like to go ahead and share those with you. Of course, the first thing I want to do is review the top reasons why you should have a karate birthday party at your school if you don't already. Number one, birthday parties are a great way to generate some extra income, put some extra cash in your pocket. Number two, birthday parties provide extra money-making opportunities for your staff. I know that my staff member gets paid very well for the birthday parties, so he never gives me a hard time when I tell him he has to spend his Saturday afternoon hanging around and playing with kids. Number three, birthday parties increase retention of your existing students. So when you're running birthday parties for your students, just the enthusiasm and the camaraderie that you build with that student and their parents and their outside friends really makes them a lot more attached to you. I always enjoy meeting my students' family and also enjoy meeting their friends from their school. Even if I don't sign up their friends, it's always really cool to meet who they hang out with and who they interact with. So I enjoy that benefit of running birthday parties. But of course, the biggest reason why a lot of people definitely would want to run a birthday party is because it generates a lot of enrollments. Now, one of the reasons why I did want to cover this topic, even though birthday parties have been covered a tremendous amount of times in several consulting publications, is that I do get a lot of feedback from people who say, I run a lot of birthday parties, but I'm not getting a lot of enrollments out of that. So hopefully today we'll be able to explore some ideas and innovations and methods on how you can generate enrollments from your birthday parties. We definitely have a lot of success on getting new students, and hopefully today I'll be able to show you how. So first tip on running a birthday party is I recommend that you offer your birthday party in packages. If you've noticed on your report, I have three different packages that we run. The first package is a flat package. It's $200, gives them up to 20 kids, and then, of course, we charge $10 for each additional kid. They get 2 hours of party at the dojo. We also have two staff members who help out. And then, of course, we give each non-student a free-week pass. And for each existing student, we give them a $10 gift certificate to our school. That's not our popular package, but we definitely have people take advantage of that one. Our most popular package definitely is package number two. $300, it gives up to 20 kids. There is a $15 charge for each additional kid. It includes a two-hour party at the dojo. We have two staff members. We give each student a free T-shirt. And then, of course, we also offer the free week pass for the 9 students and a $10 gift certificate for each existing student. When I'm talking about the $10 gift certificate, that gift certificate is good for any purchase at our martial arts school of $50 or more. So there is a little detail there. They can use their $10 gift certificate on anything they want, but they do have to purchase $50 or more worth of merchandise in order to take advantage or in order to cash in that gift certificate. The next popular package, believe it or not, guys, is package number three. It's $500, which may seem very expensive, but they get a lot out of it. It's up to 20 kids. There is a $25 charge for each additional kid. We give a two-hour party at our dojo. We also have two staff members who help run the event. But we also give each one of the non-students an introductory program package, which is a fantastic, very generous offer. It's normally a $59.95 value, which is a free T-shirt, martial arts training pants, and 2 weeks of martial arts classes at our school. Now, in order for them to get the t-shirt and training pants, they actually have to take advantage of the introductory program package. So we don't just give them the t-shirt and martial arts pants and then hope that they take advantage of the 2 weeks. It's kind of a one-shot deal. They have to take advantage of all of it. For each existing student who attends the event, we give them a free uniform, which is also very cool. In our particular demographic area, we have a very good market. We have very good families. And so I think that's one reason why package number 2 and number 3 are more popular. Our parents definitely like to give back to the other students and their friends. So that we definitely get a lot of opportunities to do package number 2 and package number 3. And it's great. It's a win-win situation for us. It's also a win-win situation for the kid and their parents. Now, keep in mind, though, with all these prices, the parents are still responsible for the invitations, the decoration, cake, drinks, snacks, goodie bags, and so forth. We used to try to supply the food and the cake and the decorations and such, but it is very time-consuming. It's a lot more planning on your part. It makes it easier if we just tell the parent, look, you can come into our school 45 minutes early. You can decorate, bring your cake, bring your food, set up your goodie bags, whatever you like. So that works a lot better for us. Let's go on to tip number 2. Make the party a gift if their friends join the school. So if you notice, we have some kind of incentives for each particular package. Package number 1, they get that party free if 5 people enroll into the beginner program on the day of the party. Package number 2, we give the party free if 7 people enroll into the beginner program on the day of the party. And package number 3, get this party for free if 10 people enroll into the beginner program on the day of the party. So this kind of helps me, because what happens is if I tell the parent they can get the party for free if they get a certain amount of people to join, then that parent is going to be more motivated to talk to all the other parents and talk to all the other kids and try to help push enrollments. There's no really close incentive for them to pump up your martial arts school, then there's a chance that they might not do that during the party. Of course, there needs a lot of people to join to get the party for free, so unfortunately, we've only been able to give away 2 free birthday parties, but hey, that's not bad. I have no problem giving away a free birthday party if we get 5 enrollments, and like I said, we've had that happen twice out of approximately 10 birthday parties, so it's better than nothing, so that kind of incentive, if you offer it, there's a good chance you're going to get a lot more enrollments that way. And here's some examples that we use to help increase the chance that the students are going to join. If you see number 1, if you turn in your 1-week pass, we give you a $25 credit towards your down payment. Number 2, if you're going to have the free trial membership program, which is package number 3, we'll give you face credit from the trial program towards your down payment. Number 3, buy one, get one free of the day of the party only. We use the buy one, get one free at our school for you buy one martial arts program, you get one free kickboxing or yoga for the parent. So we don't actually give the free martial arts membership out for our birthday parties, but we do tell the parent, look, if you join your son today, we'll give you unlimited yoga for free as long as your child is training, or we'll give you unlimited kickboxing for free as long as your child is training. And I've had several people take advantage of that offer, too. Number 3, quick start on the day of the party only. No down payment, first month is free, payment begins for the 2nd month. This is something that I have not tried in my school, but I know several people who have tried it, and it's definitely a great opportunity. It's a fantastic offer. And again, this is the kind of offer where you're very generous. You're not taking a down payment. Basically, they're not going to start paying their monthly tuition until after they've been training for a month, so it's kind of like a honor factor there that they're going to stick with it over a month, and that way you can start to see some profits from your generous offer. But, you know, these kind of offers, you want to make them exclusive. You don't want to advertise this particular offer because you risk the chance of having people quit within the first month. When you offer it at a birthday party, it's a little more of a solid offer for several reasons. Well, number 1, you make your student, the birthday boy, the birthday girl, look very, very much better because you're offering this kind of incentive to their friends only. So it's kind of an exclusive thing. Makes them look really good. Also, number 2, if it's one of their friends who's joining on this fantastic offer, you're going to increase your chances that they are going to stay with you. Because the one thing that people fear is if I give them a free uniform and a free month and they join an agreement but they cancel before the 30 days is over, then I'm kind of out of luck. Well, absolutely. That's exactly why I recommend you don't advertise it outside of your school. But if you're getting referrals or friends to take advantage of that offer, there's a better chance they're going to stick with it because they're not going to want to make their friend look bad if they join, get the uniform, and then quit before their first month's tuition actually begins. Of course, if you are using membership agreements, you can eliminate that concern as well. And we can talk about that more when we open it up for questions and answering. But by offering one of the above incentives to your party, you're going to increase your enrollments dramatically. I think one of the reasons why we get a lot of students to enroll in our school on the day of the event is, number one, I offer free pre-evaluations that day, right after the party. If you know me in the past, you know that I pre-evaluate every single one of my students. I pre-qualify them first. So I'll do the pre-evaluation that day. And then the enrollment special that we have at our school during birthday parties is a quick start special, which is basically $99 to start, and they start on our beginner membership. Basically, $99 to start means that we waive their registration fee, and we also waive their uniform fee, which is something that we always charge for unless we're running a quick start special, and we only run the quick start special when we're running special events or birthday parties. So it's definitely a fantastic incentive for somebody to take advantage of enrollments on that day. Tip number three, here's an idea on how you can get your party momentum going. If you're not running birthday parties or you don't have people taking advantage of your birthday parties, at least not enough, then you can have a contest to give away free birthday parties. Now, I know that Renshi Alley does this a lot. There's several other Member Solutions clients that I've spoken with who actually run this tip number three, and they get fantastic results. So it's definitely worth trying if you feel like you're stuck in a rut. Here's some ideas on what you can do. You can run a regular drawing where you can either have a birthday club that they fill out and they put in a draw box, and every month just pull one of the names out. But here's some suggestions here. You can have a quarterly drawing for students who have perfect attendance during that quarter. If they have perfect attendance, their name gets entered into a random drawing, and whoever wins gets a free birthday party. Or you can have a quarterly drawing for honor roll students or even students who win the Presidential Fitness Award. You can give a free birthday party to your student of the month each month. So if they win student of the month, you give them a voucher. Even if their birthday is 6-7 months away, they keep that voucher and they can turn it in on the month of their birthday party. Or you can give away one birthday party per month just for the fun of it. Like I suggested on the first tip that I said, you just have a random drawing, they fill it out, put their name in the lead box, and then each month you just do a quick drawing. I think that's a great idea to kickstart your birthday parties, because remember, even if you do a birthday party for free, you have a great chance and great opportunity to enroll students, because you have students coming into your school, they get to see how clean your facility is, they get to see how fantastic your staff is, and they get to do it in a fun environment like a birthday party. I mean, birthday parties are very cool, they're high energy. I know we always have a fantastic time, and we know that we're always going to get enrollments every single birthday party because we have such a good time, and parents are always impressed not only by our facility but also by our great customer service. Moving on, tip number four. Post information about your birthday parties in your enrollment binder. Well, this is kind of a given. When we do our enrollment presentation, we always go through all of our programs, our incentives, and so forth, but we always let them know the day that they enroll. We do birthday parties, so when your child's birthday comes up, keep us in mind. Our birthday parties are fantastic. They're high energy. Mom, it's going to save you a lot of time and energy. And, of course, another thing that's fantastic for parents that they like, especially when I'm presenting it during our enrollment presentation, is all you need to do is show up, bring the cake, bring the ice cream, bring the decorations, and then you sit back and we're going to take care of the rest. We're going to watch the students. We're going to keep them organized. We're going to keep everything under order so you don't have to worry about that. If you're running your birthday party somewhere else, at your home, even at an outside venue such as Chuck E. Cheese, you're still partially responsible for keeping an eye on all the kids. In our school, we take care of all that for you. Tip number five, give out discounts for your parties. That's another idea. One thing that we're going to start as of our one-year birthday party, which is our school's birthday party next week, is we're giving every person who comes to our actual event a coupon book. And the coupon book is going to have discounts on all kinds of things, such as $50 gift certificate towards merchandise when you spend $150 or more. We're also going to have 25% off of a birthday party. We're also going to have special discounts and incentives on our summer camp that is coming up, special discounts and incentives on our parents' night out, and so forth. So we're going to set up this really neat coupon book. As a matter of fact, my graphic designer has it in his hand right now. And we're going to hand it out to every single person who comes to our one-year birthday party next week. And it's just another fantastic marketing tool. And, of course, yes, I do consider a coupon book a marketing tool, because you got to remember, marketing's not just advertising, networking, and publicity. it's also customer service. So keep that in mind. Now, you don't have to just limit, you don't have to just give out coupon books to everybody. You can save the coupons for your new students, for honor roll students, for students who have perfect attendance, or even your student of the month can get a little coupon book. So you can kind of get pretty creative if you'd like. Moving on to tip number 6, send out a birthday party letter to students with their upcoming birthdays. That's kind of a given. If you're, of course, since you're a Member Solutions client, if you're utilizing the Member Solutions site, you notice that you can just click on your account, pull up your account list, and pull them up by birthdays. So that's a great opportunity. It's very quick and very convenient, and all you have to do is just mail out the letters from that list that you have. I always recommend that you send out the list or send out the invitation to run a birthday party anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks away. That gives them a great chance to go ahead and start planning it. And then, of course, you can always follow up with an email or a personal phone call. Tip number 7, post information about your birthday parties all around your school. We've got 3 bulletin areas in our school that we utilize. Number 1, we have a bulletin area in the very back by the restrooms. And then we have a bulletin area in our parents section. And then we also have a dry erase board that every week we change what we put up there. For example, this week we have on our dry erase board our announcement for our 1-year birthday party next week. But when we don't have any kind of event or activity going on, we'll put have your birthday party here, see front desk. It's just another way to keep it in the person's eyes. You know what? I forgot. We do have 4 bulletin areas because another thing that we did is we bought an electronic scroll that goes over the doorway that leads to the bathrooms. And parents, and I notice a lot of parents always read the electronic scroll, so we always change what we have going on that scroll, testing announcements, special dates 3-member, and then, of course, we always put on there, have your birthday party here, see the front desk. Moving on, tip number 8. Post information about your birthday parties on your website. If you haven't already, I invite you to go ahead and check out our martial arts school's website at onthematma.com. Go ahead and click on that, scroll all the way down, and you'll see our little future kids character, and it says happy birthday party here. And then you click it, and then it has all the information. As a matter of fact, we get several phone calls per year from people who are not students, who go onto our school site looking at information, and then they see that we have birthday parties, and they're not even students, and they ask if they can still have their birthday party there. So it's kind of cool. It's another great opportunity for you to acquire new students through your birthday parties. Tip number 9, have your birthday party planner complete before you actually do your birthday party. I'm a firm believer of being very organized and always having a plan. And if you're not the one who's running the birthday parties, but your staff member is, please make sure that they have some kind of plan, because you definitely don't want to set a wrong example through your birthday parties, which happens quite often. It's happened to me, it's happened to my friends, where we've maybe pawned off our birthday party to one of our staff members who's in charge. Either we were out of town that weekend, so we had our staff members run it, or we simply had so much going on that we had our staff member actually run it for us. I've done that in the past, and they don't do a good job unless I follow up before the actual birthday party. So now, should I be out of town and a birthday party needs to be ran, I'm going to make sure that my head instructor has our birthday party class planner. He understands it. He turns it into me before the birthday party, and we review it so that the birthday party runs much smoother. And if you notice right here, there's a general outline of what you can follow to run your birthday party. Tip number 10, follow up with everyone after the party. Well, this is very important. If you're not following up, then you're missing a lot of great opportunities. I know there's a lot of people out there who may be a one-man show, who just don't have the time to pick up the phone and call people who have attended the birthday party, let alone send a handwritten thank you note. Well, that's where a good PR director will come in handy. If you are a one-man show and you don't have the time to do this, set up a 20-minute consultation for Member Solutions, and I'll sit down and I'll talk with you, and I'll help you get a PR director, somebody who can help you with these miscellaneous responsibilities, and 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to get somebody to do it for free. And I know I've worked with several people through Member Solutions to help them find the right PR director, and boy, does it make a world of difference. But going on, or sticking with the topic of following up, let me give you a couple of examples of what we do. Well, my PR director always participates in our birthday parties. Her name is Bev, and she comes to the birthday parties, and she takes pictures of all the kids having a good time playing the games and so forth. Well, a great way to follow up on birthday parties is to take those digital pictures and print them out and make sure that, of course, you're familiar with each kid's name. And then send a handwritten thank you note to each individual kid who participated in the birthday party, whether they were a student or not a student. And put a digital picture that actual child is in, and mail it home to them. That's a great way, fantastic customer service. You know, when you send photographs home, especially photographs of students that are participating in any events at your school, it just reminds them of how much fun they had. So it's a great customer service tool, and you got to remember, people don't throw photographs away. I still have photographs all over my house from years and years and years ago. Some of them are pretty terrible, but, you know, this is one of those things that you just don't throw away because it's a memory. And the minute you throw it away, a memory is lost. So it makes sense to, if you want to keep your school's name and keep your school's image fresh in somebody's head, send them photographs, especially if you can send them a photograph of their student, their particular kid, and a birthday party playing games and having a good time. It leaves a positive impact, and you increase the chances of them coming back and enrolling into your school. So going on, here's some additional tips for successful birthday parties. When a parent signs up for the birthday party, make sure they fill out an application. And the application should cover all the important factors about the birthday party. For example, waivers. We want to make sure that every non-student fills out a waiver. This is for liability purposes, number one, but also number two, this is how I collect their address, their phone number, and their email address so that I can definitely do some follow-ups. So make sure that you have some kind of application. If you do not have a birthday party application, shoot me over an email. If you don't have my email address, you can email me at Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at ubill.com, and I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of our birthday party application. Number two, ask the parent for a list of children attending the event. This is a pretty important one, and I'm learning this more and more every time I do a birthday party. If I don't get a list, an accurate list of the students attending the party, you may have 5 students, you may have 30 students. Well, it's very hard to plan for a birthday party if you don't know how many people are participating. So it's very important that you have a list. Even if 2 or 3 of those people on the list don't show up, it's better than not knowing at all who's going to come. And I kind of dropped the ball on my last birthday party with that, not following up with the parent to find out exactly how many people were going to be there. And I actually planned for a regular-sized birthday party, which was 20 people. Well, it turned out to be 50 people at the birthday party, and you can imagine how nuts it was. Fortunately, the student also rented a bounce house and a slide that was in the back of our school, so we were able to have the older kids out in the bounce house on the slide while we worked drills with the younger kids and then rotated them. And if they wouldn't have rented that bounce house on the slide, we would have been in a lot of trouble. It would have been a lot of chaos. So make sure that you get a list. It definitely can help. Number three, give the parent waivers for every non-student to fill out. Again, like I said, this is mandatory. And just use your standard school waivers for your students to use. It's not really that big of a deal. Again, it's good for liability purposes, but also number two, that's your information so that you can follow up after the birthday party. Make sure you, of course, you call and confirm the birthday party 1 week prior to the event. That's kind of a given. Number five, allow students to come in 30 to 45 minutes early to set up. You definitely don't want them trying to set up 15 minutes before the birthday party and having other kids come in because it just becomes chaotic. And what I'm trying to do is make your job easier. So it's better to have them come in early, get the party set up. That way you have an opportunity to hang out with the parent, build some camaraderie, play with the birthday party student, review the planner for the day before people start coming in and it starts getting crazy. Number six, when the kids come in, check their names off and make sure they have their waivers. This is something that your office manager should do. Or, of course, if you have a PR director, they can be the one to do it. Just have a clipboard, print out the list, put it on the clipboard as they come in, check their names off, check that they have a waiver. If their name's not on the list, put their name on the list. Make sure they have that waiver. Number seven, before the party begins, review some basic rules and guidelines for the kids to follow, such as where to place their shoes, how to bow before entering the training deck, how to reply to the head instructor, etc. This is very, very important. You definitely do not want to start the birthday party by starting games and activities without sitting all the students down and letting them know your simple school rules, because you could potentially have a lot of chaos there, too. If you're not telling them things such as, If I say listening position number one, that means everybody needs to immediately stop what they're doing and sit in listening position number one. If I say listening position number two, same thing, and number three. So I always review the listening positions immediately before I actually start the birthday party so that they know. If you hear me say listening position number one, number two, or number three, you need to respond immediately. That's just part of the discipline in the martial arts environment, and it's actually pretty fun and cool because we want to see who can listen and respond the fastest. Just prephrasing them that way can make a world of difference in the running of your party. It'll definitely run a lot smoother that way. So in conclusion, as you can see, this quick little 25-minute crash course on birthday parties should definitely be able to give you some ideas and some food for thought when you're running your birthday parties. Whether you already run birthday parties or this is something brand new to you, hopefully I've provided you with some substantial amount of information to think about and to apply. Of course, remember, the most important thing is not to wing your birthday parties. I've winged birthday parties so many times in the past, and it's an opportunity for you to make a mistake. And remember, if you want to inquire your new enrollments and you want to leave a fantastic impression on people who come into your school, being organized is the way to make it work. If you're not organized, then it's just going to set a bad example and you decrease your chances of having people take advantage of enrollments. So that's my quick crash course on running birthday parties. Let's go ahead and open it up to anybody who may have any kind of questions regarding birthday parties or maybe comments on things that you've done in the past that maybe you have more questions on, or comments on things that you do that I didn't include in this particular report that you feel would help and benefit other martial arts school owners who are here on the teleconference today. So let's go ahead and get started. Go ahead and if you feel like you have a question, go ahead and fire away. Who would like to get started?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. What was the name of your school website again?
It's called onthematma.com. And that MA stands for martial arts.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Feel free to just click on there and feel free to borrow the information that we have on the birthday parties on your site. Okay, any other kind of questions that we have?
Hey, Melody, I have a question.
Sure.
This is Vic McGarry from Metro Martial Arts in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Vic.
I was wondering if you do any other type of follow-ups. You mentioned phone calls afterward and the digital picture that you send to them afterward, which I absolutely love. But is there anything else that we're missing?
Well, you know, definitely. And it's not just a follow-up directly with the people actually participating in the party, but it's a follow-up in general. What we do is we always ask people for their mailing address and their email address so that we can put them on our mailing list. So we can let them know about free upcoming events and activities. We're always running different non-income generating events at our school, such as we just did a self-defense seminar. We do bowling days. Next week at our school is our actual one-year birthday party. We're celebrating On the Mat's one-year birthday, and we're going to run it like a big birthday party, except for being 2 hours long, it's going to be 6 hours long. So we ask the people at the birthday party for their email address and their mailing address, and on a monthly basis, we send out via email and also via mail our school newsletter, which is basically talks about all the upcoming events and activities. So that's the extent that we follow up with the birthday party people. We definitely don't want to bug them too much, but we want to keep our name fresh in their head. So that might be a non-invasive way for you to take advantage of the information that you acquire from them to be able to consistently communicate all the things that are going on at your school. And then hopefully down the road one day they'll take advantage or participate in one of your events or just walk in and enroll.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Melody, it's Don over in Michigan.
Hi, Don.
I had a quick question.
Sure.
You know, on the, you said you do the quick start on the party day for the kids?
Uh-huh. Yes.
No down payment?
Yes.
What else?
It's actually $99 quick start, so the down payment would actually be the $99.
Oh, okay. And then that's it. They just get it's the $99, then they get the uniform and everything.
The $99, I give them the uniform for free, I waive their registration fee, and we put them on the beginner membership.
Okay. And then you do the pre-evaluation after the birthday party?
Yes. I always stick around and pre-evaluate them. Now, there's a good chunk of kids during the birthday party that I pre-evaluate while I'm running the actual birthday party. Especially if you're familiar with my pre-evaluations, you know I like to use that chart where I identify their strengths and their weaknesses. Well, I try to I try to find students that I think will make a great fit at my school. So while I'm running the birthday party, I make a mental note in my head, students that I think would make a fantastic addition to On the Mat Martial Arts. And I try to identify, without looking on my paper, without writing anything down, what is that particular kid's strengths, and what can martial arts do to help that kid? And then I'll go up to the parent myself and say, I like your child, Alex. He's very cool. He's got very good lower body and upper body strength. He was able to do all the martial arts very well. He was a little shy when he first came in, so I think him being in martial arts is going to be great because he's physically and intellectually going to be able to pick up the moves and pick up the martial arts really well. He's not going to be shy, and his confidence is going to increase. So socially, right, you're going to see him come out of his shell more. And I'd like to offer you an opportunity for him to join today. We have a quick start special. So I'm not afraid to go up and approach people, too, and let them know if they do pre-qualify based on what I saw from them in the birthday party. But if people come to me and say, hey, you know, I'd like to get my child into your school, what do I have to do? I always say, why don't you stick around for 10, 15 minutes, and I'll run them through a pre-evaluation. That way I can identify that kid's strengths and weaknesses and translate how the martial arts is going to help them, and then we get them enrolled into the school. Which is a good question. Thank you, by the way. Really quickly, before we open it up to other questions, tomorrow I am running a free teleconference on the trial program, the pre-evaluations, and the enrollment process. This is kind of a spur-of-the-moment teleconference that I'm doing because I belong to a martial arts listserv on Yahoo, and the people there are fantastic. It's a great networking listserv, and I always get a lot of exposure from people who are my clients who always give me lots of props. So I'm going to do a free teleconference for them, and anybody who's on the Member Solutions teleconference today, you are invited to join. You're invited to join us tomorrow. It's at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. If you are interested in joining, send me an email at mymelody@ubill.com email address, and I will send you the telephone number and the passcode so that you can participate in that as well, because that will also help you with these birthday parties, because we can go into more detail on the enrollment process and on the pre-evaluations. So thank you for that reminder. Let's go ahead and move forward. Who else has questions? Okay, anybody else have any questions? One last shot while we have you on the line, or comments of what you do at your birthday parties and what you think maybe can help other people that I didn't bring up today.
You still there?
Yes.
Great. I have a do birthday party. This is Larry in Atlanta, and
okay.
I do birthday parties, and I have an outline for birthday parties for 8 specific people.
Okay.
But I'm just curious, what is your outline?
What is my outline for my actual birthday party?
Correct.
I'll go over it with you really quickly. The first thing that I do is I sit them down and I preface them just about the rules. Of course, I don't come on the floor and say, these are the rules you have to follow. I sit them down and explain who I am, and I explain what martial arts is all about. I introduce all of the kids who are actual martial arts students. And then, of course, I introduce myself to the ones who are non-martial artists and explain, at our martial arts school, these are some of the ways that we show fantastic martial arts discipline, such as our listening positions. So I review the listening positions just to get them on the same track. Then I line them up formally, just like we would line up our students at the school. And I run through our warm-ups. If you're familiar with my warm-up process, I always do one lower body exercise, one core exercise, one upper body exercise, and one heart exercise. After I do that, then I do stretching. That takes approximately 10 minutes. After that, I go into martial arts training. For me, martial arts training, I'm Taekwondo. Sidekick is my kick that I love to teach. I think I had a good grasp on it. So I teach them how to do a sidekick. After I teach them how to do a sidekick in the mirror drill, then we line them up on the weight bags, and we actually have them doing sidekicks on the weight bags. After we do sidekicks on the weight bags, I bust out the rebreakable boards, and I have them do rebreakable boards. Then what we do is we take a 5-minute break to prep for cake and presents. While the kids are taking a break prepping for their cake and presents, we actually get these really thin, I call them confidence boards, from Tiger Claw Products. And they're less than a half an inch thick. They're very easy to break. So I have every student who's in the birthday party put their name in marker, color their board, write their name, make it look really fancy, because they're going to break them at the end of the actual birthday party. After that, we go ahead and we do cakes and presents. It takes about 30 minutes. From there, we do 30 minutes of martial arts training and games. So when we come back, I review the sidekick, and then I just run them through some basic blocks and strikes. They always like to learn a couple of things. And then we go into games. Right now, the most popular games are Pay Attention, which is like Steal the Bacon. And, of course, at my facility, because we got a very big training deck, everybody loves Team Dodgeball. So we do that for 30 minutes. The last 15 minutes, I sit them down and I do a quick mat chat. And my mat chat, I just stick with the Yes, I Can speech that I do at my schools, talking about having a positive attitude and saying yes, I can. Then we have each person break their board with their name on it. And then I have the birthday boy or the birthday girl do a couple more board breaks. And then we sing happy birthday and we end the actual birthday party. That's kind of my general outline. I still try to make it age-specific with my approach when I'm teaching the sidekick. If it's under the age of six, I stick very basic. If it's over, I might get more comprehensive. The problem I've had about age-specific birthday party planners in the past is I've tried to make them very age-specific, but then you have kids of all ages usually come to the birthday parties because they have cousins and they have friends and older brothers and sisters. So this general outline really helps me stay very consistent just in case some of my age-specific drills and activities don't work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else have any other kind of questions or comments on the birthday parties?
Emily, I got one more question.
Sure.
You said you, like, say if you got kids coming to a birthday party and they're ranging anywhere from 6 to 12,
mm-hmm.
you break it up so that, like, the older kids are doing something more age-specific for them and then the younger kids are doing something at the same time?
That's a great question. I try to when I can. It really depends on, and this is the hardest part about a birthday party, and this is something that you gotta help your staff members be prepared for too. You never know what ages they're gonna be, and that's something I think I'm gonna start doing when we have the parent make the list of students out. I wanna have their ages. You know, if you only have two or three, kids over the age of 10 and the rest are under the age of 6, then yes, I may have those 10-year-olds, work on the side with Carlos, who's my head instructor on some more intensified martial arts training. And I always recommend that you do that, but it's not always necessary, especially if you don't have another staff member. Just because the birthday party environment can be so chaotic as it is, if you start breaking them up in group, you do risk the chance of losing order. But if you have the ability and you have two fantastic instructors on the floor who can run more age-appropriate training, I always recommend to go that route because that's our USP. Our unique selling point is that our classes are age-specific, so it makes sense that when we're running the martial arts drills, at least, we try to make those age-specific as well. So that's a great question.
Thanks, Melody.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Melody.
Yes.
This is Jason Jones in Ohio with the Christian Martial Arts Federation. I have a question concerning my students. They are very close. As soon as they join the school, they tend to all accept each other in, and they become such a tight clique. But I'm concerned with birthdays on how I would be able to get these parties for these children and that they'd be bringing in students that are not already signed up with me. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point. There has been several occasions where I've had students who are not very socially active outside the martial arts school. In fact, that's why they actually joined the martial arts school, is to make new friends. So that's something that you definitely want to keep in mind. There, you are going to have certain circumstances where friends from outside, especially if you do a birthday party for a homeschool person, you are going to risk the chance of not having outside friends come in. And I guess that's just part of running the birthday parties, is sometimes that's going to happen. As far as ideas on how to bring non-martial arts students in, I think that's a good idea. If I were you, probably an idea that I would do would be to create an invitation that explains what martial arts is all about and give it to the person who's running the birthday party and say, look, just give this particular invitation or this particular letter to your friends who aren't in martial arts so it can explain what it's about. That way it makes them a little more comfortable when they come into the dojo. So you're kind of setting them up that way. That's probably what I would do if I were you. And if you would like, you can send me an email, and I'll either help you create the letter or I'll draft a letter for you. It would take me a little bit of time, you know, probably a half hour to sit down and really think about it a little bit more on what, how I would word the text. But I'd be more than happy to help you out with that. That's actually a good point that you brought up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Who else has questions?
My way. This
yes.
is Jay Larkin
yes.
from Chicagoland.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Good.
Appreciating your call. We just wanted to see if you could spend maybe 45 seconds fleshing out your warm-up for, say, ages 7. Let's just say 7 to 10. If you could do, like, maybe one or two for core body, one or two for core, one or two, you know, et cetera.
I'll give you a crash course on my warm-ups. For lower body, there's two particular leg exercises that my students like the most because just to prephrase the warm-ups, I've been doing this warm-up concept where you do the lower body, then the core, then the upper body, then the heart, then the stretching for the last 8 months in my school at the beginning of every single class in all of my age groups. And you think that it would get redundant or boring or repetitious after a while and the students don't want you to do that anymore. They don't like that particular part of the class. But my students still love it. In fact, now I'm getting to the point where in one particular situation in my 5- and 6-year-old class, right before testing, which was 2 weeks ago, I said, I did the whole scale of intrinsic motivation. And I said, okay, now we're going to work our upper body and we're going to do push-ups. And I want you to do 10 push-ups, but if you want to be a black belt, I want you to do 20. If you want to be a master, I want you to do 30. If you want to make me proud, I want you to do 40. But if you want to make your parents proud, I want you to do 50. And I said, go. And all the students did 50 push-ups. So you can see they're really loving to do the exercises. They're getting really good at it. And I tell you what, these are 5- and 6-year-olds. They're intermediate 5- and 6-year-olds, but they all were able to do pretty decent push-ups, not all the way up to 50, but, you know, at least up to 30. I was impressed that they kept going and going, and they were trying very hard. So the warm-up exercises is something that not only you can run in your birthday parties, but run in your regular classes too. So to answer your question, Jay, let me give you a quick crash course. For lower body, I like to work the squat jumps, which is they bend their knees, and they keep their chin up, of course, and they touch the floor, and then they jump as high as they can. And I walk around the students, and I try to hold my hand at least my head level. Of course, I'm very short, so that's not jumping very high, or maybe a little higher, and let them jump and try to hit their head to my hand. That's one lower body exercise that my students like to do. Another lower body exercise are ladder kicks. And ladder kicks is basically when I say one, they do one front kick. When I say two, they do two front kicks without putting their foot down. When I say three, they do three front kicks without putting their foot down, all the way up. Now, for 3- and 4-year-olds, I just go up to 3. For 5- and 6-year-olds, I'll go up to 5, 5 kicks without putting your foot down. For 7- and 9-year-olds, I go up to 7 kicks without putting your foot down. And for 10- to 14-year-olds, I go up to 10. Now, I always try to push the envelope, though, as my students get familiar with this exercise and their balance gets good. For example, my 5- and 6-year-olds, when we get to 5, I say, who thinks they can do 6? And, of course, 5- and 6-year-olds want to make you proud. They're very emotional kids, so they always ask to do 6. Sometimes they even ask to do 7, and I try to see how high they can go. So squat jumps and ladder kicks for lower body. As far as core goes, crunches is a good core exercise, but I notice that my kids aren't very good at crunches, especially the younger ones. They just don't have that core strength, and they don't do it right, and they try to rush through it. So I like to work on leg raises, which basically they just raise their legs and they bring them as high as they can and then they bring them back down. And then swimmers, which is basically they start kicking their feet when I say go and I count to 5 and then I say down. And then I say go again. They kick their feet like they're swimming. And I'll do again. I stick with the same numbers, 3 for 3- and 4-year-olds, 5 for 5- and 6-year-olds, 7 for 7- and 9-year-olds, and then 10 for 10- to 14-year-olds. So those two, leg raises and swimmers for core. As far as upper body, I'm a big push-up person. I like to do a lot of push-ups. Of course, I'm telling them to keep their chin up and their back straight. One good way to teach them push-ups, if you guys are doing push-ups, is I tell them to lift your body up and hold your body up with just your toes and your arms. And now when I count, I want you to just bend your arms and don't move anything else. And that seems to work really well with all of my students. That's one upper body exercise. The other upper body exercise that I like to do is shoulder taps. And basically shoulder taps is holding your body up with just your toes and your hands, almost like push-up position. And for each rep that I count, your left hand will touch your right shoulder while your right hand supports your body, and then your right hand touches your left shoulder while your left hand supports your body. And that would be rep number one. And then when I say two, same thing, touch, touch. They really like that one. I even try to race them. My 5 and 6-year-olds, of course, are so much faster than me, so they always beat me. So they're always intrinsically motivated to do more than 5 reps. One more upper body exercise that they like to do is crab walks, down, up and down the floor. Going on to heart exercises that I like to do, and I, of course, now I'm starting to relate to class, but you could do this is what I do in birthday parties too. Heart exercises, number one is jumping jacks, and also number two is jogging. I got a 2,000 square foot training mat space with rings in the middle. So the rings are blue, the rest of the mat is gray. So I have them run all the way on the outside of the training mat, stepping on the gray. I always tell them don't step on the blue. And I also tell them no pushing, no passing, no biting, no spinning, no hair pulling, little things to make them laugh. But when I start the heart exercise, I always, or start any of the exercises, I always say the first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on our legs. Everybody show me where your legs are. Jumping or ladder kicks are good for your legs. Same thing with core. I have them show me where their stomach is or their core is. Same thing with arms. I have them make a muscle. When I get to heart, I say, okay, now we're working on our heart exercise. Everybody put your hand over your heart and raise your hand if you can feel your heart beating. The first thing I want them to do is to feel their heart beating at a normal rate. Then after we do the heart exercise, whether it's jumping jacks or jogging around the room, I have them put their hand over their heart again and ask them whose heart is beating faster. And, of course, they all raise their hand because I work up a really good sweat with them on the heart exercise, and I tell them that means that their heart is getting stronger. So it's a good way to explain why we do cardiovascular activities in our school. After I do those 4 exercises, we jump into stretching, and they're good to go. They're ready to start their birthday party. Is that good enough for you, Jay?
That was excellent. Thank you very much.
Great. You're very welcome. Okay. Who else has any other questions or comments on birthday parties? Anybody else? No? Wow, we had a lot of questions today. Thank you very much. I always enjoy networking when I do the teleconferences. It's one thing for me to stand on the phone and talk for 20 minutes because I like to talk, of course, but the questions at the end really lets me know how I can better service you. So thank you very much for all of your questions today. Don't forget my email address. It's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at ubuild.com. Feel free to email me if you want to get a copy of my warm-up exercises or you want to see a copy of my birthday party application. I have a huge resource library. My job is to help you out the best way that I possibly can. And don't forget, guys, don't forget to book your 20-minute consultations through Member Solutions. This is a complimentary service. People are taking advantage of it, and I appreciate it. Make sure that you do. Don't be afraid to set up that 20-minute consultation. Again, Member Solutions goes way other way to make sure that we are available for you for those calls. I'd love to chat with you, even if you don't have a particular topic that you want to cover, if you want to just sit down and chat and say, hey, what are you doing at your school right now that's working really well? Or, hey, I have this idea. I'd be more than happy to just give you some kind of thoughtful feedback. Sometimes it's good just to pass ideas over with each other. I know that I get just as much out of the 20-minute consultations as the people I'm speaking with because it's just a great networking opportunity. So thank you for the emails and questions and comments that you guys have been giving me over the last year. And please feel free to contact me if you guys have any additional questions. Hope you guys all have a wonderful week, a wonderful month for that matter. And I will talk to you guys next month. You guys take care.